Right, I now have Merv Lear, who, although not Preston-born, is very familiar with the area and has spent some considerable time here. Okay, now Merv, so when did you actually come to Preston?
About 1960, I suppose.
Okay.
Not so, too sure,
actually. All right. Okay. So, and I know that you're particularly interested in the history of the area, so what sort of triggered your interest in the area?
In about 1965, Preston Historical Society was born. Mm-hmm. The first history of Preston was written by a fellow called Harvey Forster. And my wife Kitty and myself were still relatively young. Wanted to learn more about the city. We'd come to live in. Mm-hmm. Because we bought a house, and it was cheaper to buy a house and pay it off than to rent one.
Right. And was it an older house or?
It was 1931.
Okay.
And I'm just painting it again.
Right. Okay.
But the
what attracted you to the area?
Well,
in the first
place? The price was good, mm-hmm. and the area looked all right until we got the first wind change and the smell of the tanneries came up.
Ah, right.
So that
okay.
was the first legacy of the early Preston.
Right.
We came across. But then later on the tanneries were closing down and the problem disappeared and the history of Preston was being written by Harley Forster.
Right, yes.
And we decided we'd perhaps go down one night and listen to them. And joined up. Became members of the Preston Historical Society.
Oh, okay.
So, within 18 months, I was honorary secretary. The secretary had decided to. He'd had enough.
Okay.
And I was secretary for about many years, and I've been president for 20.
Right. Okay. Do you still have regular meetings of
the Historical
Society? Yeah. Okay.
But we haven't had them in the library annex for a while.
Right.
Because of like everything conflicts with us, so I can't go so late, one or the other committee members can't come.
Yep.
So we don't really.
Right, so you meet.
So we have it when we can fit it in.
Right, okay.
And, so we're due for one this week, next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so having been involved with the Historical Society all that time, you've obviously discovered lots and lots of things about.
Well, I've helped certainly all.
Yes, yeah.
Rewriting history and bringing it up to date.
Right.
I've been involved with the Bundera Park.
On the homestead.
I was on the board of directors on the committee.
Right.
For Bundera Park for the period when the councillors were. Stood down and commissioners.
Oh, right, when we were there. Right, yes. So was that Bundera Park or the homestead?
No, that was Bundera Park.
Oh, that was the park, right, yeah. Okay.
And after they had gotten the council was reinstated or re-elected, I'm not sure.
Well, sorted out anyway,
yeah,
yes.
I became a redundancy in a way because they appointed a manager.
Right.
But I still stayed on as a member of the advisory committee, which I'm still on.
Right, okay.
And
so what changes have you, what was there in the 60s? that's no longer there in Preston, say, in Preston High Street, that you remember from when you first arrived?
Well, the Cambridges have got the large stores have taken their places.
Mm. Such as?
Braithwaite's Tannery was the site first Safeway store.
Ah, right, okay.
And obviously right over the road was Broadhurst's tannery,
okay.
And a sawmill.
Oh.
That's the site of the market.
Oh, goodness.
And beyond that was Hawes Tannery, which is the site of the hotel in Gower Street.
Oh, well, I know the one. Yes, yeah, yes. Sorry, which tannery was that? The
Wars.
Wars. Z W. Oh, Wars. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, so there were three tanneries, basically.
Well, further down the road.
Yeah.
Further south was House Tannery as well.
Oh,
so she certainly was on the nose.
Yes. So when did all of those changes happen? Was that
they all happened about the time the Safeway stores.
And that was
all those stores in the market.
Right. And when did that? Was that in the 70s?
Late 60s to 70s.
Okay. Because I wasn't even in Australia in the 60s, so I don't remember anything
So that was a godsend.
Yes, having all those.
It made the suburb a bit sweeter.
Yeah. You mentioned that you'd helped some authors with some of their works. Who in particular?
Brian.
Carol
and Rule.
Annie and Rule, yes.
They wrote the last major work, Preston and Illustrated History.
Yes, a constant reference.
Probably more than 50% of the photographs in the Preston Historical Societies.
Right.
I produced the article for them for the Aboriginal component.
Right.
The prehistory component. Mm-hmm. And that was mainly based on Bundera Park and other sites within the city.
Okay.
So it was a very rich source of information.
Mm-hmm.
And artefacts as
okay.
well.
Okay. So Bundera Park and where else?
Oh, the Darabin Merry Creeks. Bundera Park itself, the La Trobe University site, and right around to Coburg Lake.
Right.
Down south.
So not just in Darabin, but in the surrounding.
The source of the stones they used for implements. Silk root came from Mount Cooper.
Right.
And the quartz pebbles came from the most likely from the West Preston hilltop tertiary sedimentary layers overlying the Silurian siltstone,
right.
Which is our base rock that makes the hills mm-hmm. and things. And that stone predominates throughout all of the campsites.
Okay.
And the stone axe stone comes from Mount William at Lancefield. And because Billy Bellery had his campsite at Rushall Railway Station, big plunge pool there in the cliff and
nice flat
stream terrace. And he was in charge, he'd through inheritance for his mother, of the Stanax quarry at Mount William at the time of Whitesett. And that's why you find so many wonderful stone axes in these campsites. However, I might add to the reader's pleasure that the collection of stone implements is banned by law.
Of course.
Since 1972. Mm-hmm. With the exception of surface scatters, which you don't dig for.
They're just there.
Not allowed to excavate.
They're just there.
You might be able to pick up, if you can see. But it stopped the wholesale destruction of campsites.
which is a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, and so some other changes in the area, apart from the tanneries going and being replaced by Safeways and the like. What about just generally up and down the shops and things in High Street?
Preston was a wonderful shopping street. This is in the pre-$2 shop era, which also have a place today, because they're good, cheap goods, and do the job.
Yes.
At a fraction of the price of the ordinary retail. Mm-hmm. But the main changes perhaps were the small shops closed and they were incorporated into larger businesses, joined a number of shop frontages together, or pulled them down and rebuilt them, so on. The market was a big change. It changed the shopping centre from the High Street to the market itself, market site, so they encompassed.
Did the market actually affect any of the greengrocers and butchers and all of that sort of thing, actually in High Street itself?
They eventually
just disappeared because they did they all go?
Yeah,
but did any of them actually move into the market or?
No, I think larger businesses
So I wonder if perhaps some of those smaller shops were given the opportunity to get spots in the market and perhaps chose.
Yes, everybody chose can do it if you can afford the rent.
Okay. Yes. So tell me the names perhaps of some of the shops if you remember.
I'm 83, I was up on a bit. there was Bill Wonder's radio shop. And when television first hit the screen, hit the deck in about 1956, my family and all our neighbours, everyone else who goes in, you could hardly get a look in through the window of the radio at that extent.
Yes.
You could see the pictures of the Olympic Games. And so that was quite an interesting.
Yes, that would have been. That would have been quite exciting.
The stall that's like doctors' buildings, or I'll keep going. Another small.
I actually can pause this. I'm just trying to find the pause button. I can't find the pause button. There's a pause button there.
The lights went out.
We had a momentary pause there as the lights went out on us. But okay, Merv, sorry, what were you saying? Just as that little as that happened.
About the various shops in High Street. There were fruit shops, butchers, fish shop, Coles shop. Which was taken over by a $2 shop. Just didn't change much, really.
Now, that's completely different from the Coles that we know now, isn't it?
And paper shops are much the same. On the corner of Gower Street and High Street, there used to be a picture theatre. On the other corner of Cramer Street, opposite the town hall was a hotel, and I pulled it all down and turned it into shops and businesses.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
That was a change. Now, on the other side, I don't remember what was there, but it's now a bank.
That's right, it's the way, that's right, it's the Westpac Bank now at the moment, isn't it? Yes, yes.
Cramer Park was still in the Cramer Street, in the railway line.
All right. So that's what's still where they still play football and whatever there, yeah.
Yes. Yep. And it's been opened up so it's more accessible during the week. At home they're not playing footy.
Yeah.
And further down towards Bell Street, a lot of shops were demolished for Centrelink and other businesses, businesses. I'm not too sure what was on the corner of Bell Street and High Street with Red Rooster.
It's currently, which is currently going through a bit of an expansion and renovation and stuff at the moment. Yes, yeah.
And
then of course
nothing much has changed further down towards the junction.
No.
At Dundas Street, but the big changes will take place along there.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's a lot of changes actually in Bell Street itself because of where the hospital was, and it no longer is, Ridge's Hotel or something, or apartments and things.
Yes, well, it's a hotel, big restaurant. Opposite that is a medical centre.
Is it? Yes, right. Which I think actually calls itself the Panch Medical Centre.
Yes,
so it's
well,
sort of, the name has sort of been retained. Because they've been,
Coming up further north, nothing much changed. We had more car yards occupied sites where there used to be shops. In fact, it's car yard city.
Yes.
I can't remember the particular spot, but there's a building up towards the little traffic lights. Go off to West Preston, I can't think of the name.
Is that at Station? Not Station Street, Albert Street?
No. Go up north along High Street towards Tyler Street.
There's Wood Street and there's Regent.
Regent Street. There's a couple of shops back from that corner, south side of that.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a Toyota yard now.
That's right, there's quite
a building there which was McAlpine's Flour, and it was the birthplace of McAlpine's Flour. It was a bakery.
Okay, so that's on the.
That
would be where the. Is that the Toyota or the Holden?
In the Toyota.
Toyota one is, yeah. Because there's Toyota, Ford, and Holden are all in that sort of block, really.
Times change slowly.
Yes.
And in modern times, Wood's General Store, the focal point of
in
Preston in the early days, and Wood Street and High Street, was demolished. Became a car retail business. And that has now been demolished and is now a medical centre.
That's right. That's all brand new. That's only been in the last few months that's actually opened up. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure you want that recorded on there. Are there any particular sort of historical houses around Preston? I know that Northcote's got quite a lot, but if any that sort of stand out?
Buildings. Oak Overhaul in Stafford Street. It's a blue stone building, going back to about the 1840s.
Ah, right.
National Trust.
Okay.
Classification. Local blue stone from the Merry Creek.
Right.
Their driveway came in from Nicholson Street, and they crossed a ford on the creek and came up across the paddocks to this house. It is built facing the city.
So they could actually
see columns for the front door, the Doric arch, and all that face the side fence.
Okay.
Yeah, beautifully done and restored, and very good. There's a pleasant view in Wood Street, which is a or off Wood Street. You don't really see it from Wood Street. Go to Northland.
Yeah.
If you go to Northland.
Yes.
And look back up the hill to that's pleasant view.
I know the one you mean. Yes. Okay.
Another beautiful house, and it was when it was built. It was on a hill that overlooked the whole of the eastern valleys of the Darwin Creek, and the ranges in the distance, and they would have been able to see all of their property and the cattle and the sheep or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's the Preston Town Hall, of course. And the Preston Methodist Church, which is a little blue stone church at the corner of Wood Street.
Oh, yes.
Yes, right. And the Preston Fire Station, also a notable building. And the...
Now, is that, that's not the one that where the cafe is,
yes,
is it?
Right,
yes. Yeah. That's on the corner with Rosebery Street.
Yes, right. And the Preston Reservoir site buildings. Oh, and and number one reservoir. Because number one reservoir is the first water supply for Melbourne.
Yes.
Reticulated water supply.
That's right, yes.
And the pipeline went down St George's Road, and you ever noticed those big concrete things?
Yes.
And the valves
right. Okay. That's, now, there is actually a big valve in Hughes Parade in Reservoir. And I'm assuming that must have been something that the water came from somewhere else and actually then came into. I must check up on that one.
North here, isn't it? It's probably the what's the reservoirs out to the east of us? Upper Yarra Dam. Water that comes to Preston. Mm. We don't drink anything out of the Annian system.
Okay.
That is all sent to the city and its western suburbs.
Right.
And we drink Upper Yarra water.
Oh, okay.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. Okay.
And and the site building's one.
Okay.
Oops.
That's run out. That's right.
Go back a little bit. The Preston Reservoir site buildings comprise the water bailiff's cottage.
Ah.
And it's a Regency style, because it goes back to when the reservoir was built, so it's about 1960 or thereabouts. there's a water board site office where you went to pay your water rate. And the strong boxes there with all the pigeonholes, where all the money went into the pigeonholes and all the records and stuff, are still there. The table and the counter. And it's only a little thing, only a little building, about this square.
Uh-huh. And do people have access to have a look at that? Is it open?
No.
It would be something that you'd have to go and apply to.
Well, a couple of years ago I was going to start up a tours of the site, but there was so much pussyfooting went on about it, I dropped it.
All right, all right. So it is obviously secured. It might be
that has a lot of original material still in it. And it's in excellent condition, and they maintain it, they paint it.
Oh, they do actually look after it. Okay.
Yeah, quite nice. And the cottage is quite large, about a 7-roomed house. You know, because they all had big families in those days.
They would have needed to have 7 rooms,
came down. But That's a building role with preservation in both our National Trust buildings.
Oh, good.
The Bundera Homestead.
Yes. Yes.
And and also the stables and stuff at Bundera Park, mm-hmm. which that comes under the same heading. So
yeah.
The homestead.
Yes, that's a, and yeah. And I know there is a
from a history point of view. Yeah. They're all part of it. Mm. And then there's the Tower House in Dundas Street.
Yes, now I think I already have.
I'm only covering Preston.
Sorry?
I'm only covering Preston, not Northcote.
No, that's right. There's a bit of confusion with the two. But yes, I think I've actually got.
Yeah, the Tower House in Dundas Street, technically, in Thornbury.
Ah, that's right. Yes, I know where it is because it's up near that. There's that green
grocer
at the roundabout.
That's right. Yeah. Bell Street, you go north up near Castle Street, and there's Dundas Street, goes across the Victoria Street.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And it's at that roundabout just opposite the fruiterers.
They're the only ones I thought of before lunch.
Okay, let me just.